having imported things, seafood, for example.
Never heard of such things. We used to get oysters every now and then. They'd ship them. They would ship a keg of oysters in the shell up from Mobile, up the M&O Railroad, which was built in 1854. We would get, at intervals, we'd get a keg of oysters in the shell, packed in ice, from Mobile. Mm-hmm. And that was only seafood, mm-hmm. was oysters.
Shrimp?
Never heard of shrimp. Never heard of such
thing. It didn't get popular.
No, never heard of shrimp, but we did get oysters at intervals, rare intervals, maybe Christmas or Thanksgiving or something, and get a keg of oysters.
You mentioned some things about some different meat that you get off the hog. The fatty meat along the side.
I used that in making lard. All the fat was used in rendering lard. They made lard and packed it in 25-pound cans. All that was used, all the fat was used in rendering lard, and pure lard.
And what would you make, what would you call what you made, what we call bacon today, what did you call it?
Sides. Meat, that was sides, they called
it. It had a lot of, you salted it, right?
Yeah.
It had a lot of fat in it.
Streakaline.
I see.
All the streakaline. More streaks it had, the better it was.
And the stuff that you have to trim off before you could eat, streakaline, cut it off. You call that the rind or the skin?
The rind. Mm-hmm. Cut the rind off. But generally we left the rind off. Sometimes we cut the rind. Most times leave it on.
I see.
Didn't bother about cutting the rind off of it.
You mentioned souse. And I don't think I asked you, did the white people or the colored people, either one, have names for all the organs, that use all the organs?
Yeah, there was living, the lights, mm-hmm. the living lights, I remember that very well, which was the living, the lungs. And the Negroes, they liked the living lights. They made hash out of it, they called it.
I was going to ask you that. They call it hash.
They'd chop up this living light all together and cook it in a big pot, you know, and call it hash.
And the intestines, they call.
They clean and stuff sausage, stuffed the sausage in those.
Do you eat chitlins?
Oh, yeah, and chitlins. I never did like chitlins, but boy, the colored folks really went for the chitlins.
And I think I asked you about the sausage and pudding, or cheese, liver pudding.
No.
Blood pudding.
No, didn't have any of that.
And if meat kept too long, then you'd say
it was either rancid or stale. But you know that meat, I've seen it 3 years old. That's just
3 years?
Yeah. I remember one of the old niggers up there. He was eating dinner. I said, what you having for dinner today, Purse? I said, eating some of your full-ass ham and bacon. Your full-ass, he said.
Uh-huh.
In other words, it was 2 years old. It's still good, as good as ever. Mm-hmm. Some of your full-ass ham. mm-hmm. You know, they'd hang it up in the smoke out, and you just, there's so much of it, you just couldn't get to it, you know. You're supposed to start and eat there.
And we'd keep it in the smoke out.
Yeah, hanging up there, man, it would keep forever, you know. You, after it was smoked, and
You ate chicken. You remember a bone like this?
Put a bone.
And do you have any names for the big part that you pull off?
The pulley bone.
Yes. I suppose you broke the pulley bone. Did you have a name for the big?
Yeah, there was a short pulley bone and a long pulley bone. You always, when you ate the pulley bone, you turned some of this pull. And whoever got the short piece is supposed to have bad luck. And whoever got the long piece, you always pull the pulley bone.
Do you ever call that long piece the boy bone, the pull bone?
No. I remember the pulley bone very well. I was over at Warm Springs, Georgia, went in the kitchen of the little White House.
Oh, yes.
And the old cook was still there. He used to cook for President Roosevelt. And on the wall, there's a turkey pulley bone. And she had written under there, this is the first turkey I ever cooked for. This is the pulley bone out of the first turkey I ever cooked for the Roosevelt. And that pulley bone stuck on the wall with a thumbtack.
Uh-huh.
The first turkey I ever cooked for the Roosevelt.
Well, sir, I certainly appreciate the time you give me today, and what tomorrow means. About the same time,
yeah.
9 and 10, I'm staying there, and sometimes I have to wait a long time for breakfast. You can't really predict how.
What, you stay in Columbus?
Yes.
Oh, stay here. So, we got a good motel, yeah?
Well, I didn't know about it, or I would have checked in here.
Good food up there.
And it would have been much more.
Well, anytime you come, I'll be all right. Say 9:30?
Well, that would be if it's satisfactory. Yeah, fine. It would be the distinction then between is that a distinction between what the Negroes and the whites say?
Well, the Negroes called it hash, and the white people called it haslets, as I remember, haslets. That is, was a mixture of the liver and the lights.
I see.
Boiled together in a pot with onions and salt and pepper, and that was called haslets.
Did they use the heart?
The whole thing. They use the heart in this sauce, you know. You just cut up everything in the sauce. Mm-hmm. And it gelled kind of, you know, and you sliced it and fried it in batter. Yeah, it was very good. Mm-hmm. Of course, I understand the stores sell that same thing today and call it hoghead cheese, I believe they call
cheese.
It. Yeah, well,
it was always sauce.
Nothing but sauce.